welcome everybody to the Hard Hit Show on the Everything Unscripted podcast. I'm Eric. To go on with it. Renf and Dubs, how are you guys?
Good.
We're gonna be recapping the divisional round from last weekend and previewing Championship Sunday, Final Four. Before we get started, we'll do the plugs. Listen to Boxman and Smurf on every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time after I think recap Raw and I believe AEW. And then every Friday night they recap NXT and SmackDown at the same time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. And on Blacktop, no, on Mr.com/thirstyjuice. And then Hollywood Hangout, I don't know when they do it, but they still do that. And then listen to us every Friday night on blacktopradio.com/everythingunscripted at 6:30 p.m. This Friday night we'll be doing Ric Flair and Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes.
Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes career feud retrospective.
Yeah, and then that will be this Friday with Stevie, Doug, Daniel, and Clint will be. Clint, you're gonna come on.
Yeah, I want to try to come on.
Sunday, are we not doing the show, right?
Yeah. Controlled Chaos will be back once football's over.
And then next Tuesday or Wednesday for the Hard Hit Show. With the three of us. And that's it, right? Did I miss anything?
Yeah. No, not that I know of. Look, I got to hang up for a second and check a message. I'll be right back on.
Okay. All right. So let's get into this recapping of the divisional round.
Yeah.
And if you really want to, we can get into the first game of divisional round. We have the Packers and playing host to the Rams.
Yeah, this game. Packers basically, I wouldn't say dominated, but they controlled the game. I was in the Rams had, were really in it. Green Bay's defense showed up. They played better than people thought. They stopped the run, which they needed. That's what they needed to do. Jared Goff was average. Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers. He did what he does. What were your impressions on the game?
Well, the question of the game, I think, was the key matchup, which I mentioned, was Ramsey versus what's his face? I think of his name.
Dante.
Yeah.
Davante Adams.
That key matchup. Yeah, Davante Ramsey versus Adams. And I think overall, besides that one slow motion touchdown pass, I think Adams was on lock the whole game, basically. Yeah, one big catch due to a 3-yard touchdown pass due to a motion.
Yeah.
Confused coverage before the play. That's going to happen to anybody. The best corners out there. But besides that, I think Adam wasn't. I think one thing that the Packers needed to do, because going into the playoffs, the Packers haven't beaten a number one rated defensive squad the way the Rams are. I mean, Aaron Donald was held in check.
Yeah, he didn't look like he wasn't 100% either.
I mean, you want Derek Goff wasn't really 100%. It's like they had no. Basically, they were playing with their backup quarterback because Goff, their starter, was so-called injured, and Goff was still suffering through that broken thumb.
Yeah. What were your thoughts, Doug?
I use this game to take a nap.
Okay.
All right. Didn't give a fuck about this game because, to be honest with you, I would have liked to have seen the Rams win because I hate Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Fair enough.
All right. Aaron Rodgers is the reason why I keep refusing to pick up a call from State Farm. I did not give a fuck. Yay, they won. Great. I'm rooting for Brady. I'm rooting for Brady next Sunday. I hate Aaron Rodgers that much.
Wow.
Okay.
So, and to be honest with you, I'm either, like, during that game on Sunday, during that NFC Championship game, I don't give a fuck so much about that game. I'm either going to be taking a nap or doing other stuff that I should not be saying on air.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's get to the game of the week then, huh? Game of the week, in my eyes, was the Buffalo and Baltimore.
Yep.
Tell the two young quarterbacks, first rounders of the 2017 draft.
Yeah. Was it 2017?
Yeah. It was 2018, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2018. Yeah, 2018.
Yeah, I
said. Okay. You said 2017.
Wow, 2018, yeah.
Ravens with the most impressive run game. It was really wonder. It was more mind surprising than what I asked you, Doug. How impressed were you with the Buffalo defense holding Baltimore in check in Lamar Jackson?
I was very impressed. I thought for sure that they were going to, because of what Indianapolis did to them, I thought for sure Baltimore was going to do the same thing. Like, I really thought it was going to happen. And then, like, they couldn't really get anything going in the passing game either, and the wind had a lot to do with that.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Buffalo's defense really showed up. Now, they cannot do what they did to Lamar to Patrick Mahomes, I don't think.
Well, which is a good question, is Patrick Mahomes even going to play?
I was talking about it with somebody at work, and he seems to think that the NFL has to let Patrick Mahomes play because it's such a big game.
I do see that reason saying the NFL. You don't have to, because now the whole concussion thing going about there, you can't really force someone to play.
You can't force them, but, like, if Mahomes says, hey, I'm going to play, like, I don't – like, this guy's saying that nobody's going to stop him.
Oh, boy.
Pretty interesting.
When he got up, he didn't look right.
No, he did not.
And they better make sure he is fully – because he gets hit again, he's out for the game, and concussions are not, could be, I'm not saying career ender, but it could be a set did.
It's one of the major injuries that affects a lot of football players in the long
yeah.
run.
Yeah, no, I mean, if they clear him, they clear him. The way he went down, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to clear him.
Yeah. And he has a foot injury, too, so he's not 100% whether they clear him or not. I mean, according to Vegas, it seemed like they think Mahomes will play because Kansas City is a favorite right now. So it opened up that Buffalo as favorite for Mahomes. But we'll see. Getting back to the game. Yeah, you said the win had an effect because that cost Baltimore 6 points right there.
I mean,
and then Buffalo missed a kick too.
Yeah, Buffalo missed a kick too. So like, I mean, yeah, the win definitely had an effect on the game.
Yeah, it was like 9 points off the board. Between the two missed field goals.
Two missed field goals for Baltimore and one missed field goal for Buffalo.
Oh, no,
yes, but I don't really think the shooting game away was like that pick six.
Yeah.
It's like usually you don't call game, but the way Baltimore was playing and that pick six totally like, and everybody's giving Lamar Jackson like karma saying that he should have ran down that defender, the fastest guy on there, and didn't even try to run it down. Stop the pick six.
Yep. And Lamar got injured late in the was it early in the fourth? Late.
I think so, yeah. Or no, it was like 41 seconds left to go, I think, in the third.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like doing that
concussion. And him getting injured, I think, changed the game. I mean, Buffalo looked like they were in control, but it's still Lamar had played.
If Lamar played, it would have been closer.
Yeah.
You ask me, I think once the fourth quarter hit, I think Baltimore just gave up. It seemed that way.
Because that's when Lamar got injured. Once he got injured, they said no. We don't have no chance in this.
But if you ask me, I was really impressed with that defense. So Buffalo, I didn't think he was going to hold the run, contain Lamar Jackson and that run, Baltimore's run game the way as well as he did.
No, because if you look at the game the week before against Indianapolis ran all over him.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, so you figured, okay, well, Lamar Jackson obviously is better than Indianapolis, so therefore they're going to give Buffalo more of a run for their money and could possibly beat Buffalo. But they adjusted their game plan, and they got, and they got the win.
Exactly. And
it also doesn't look like any of the Buffalo coordinators are going anywhere, because Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator, he was interviewing for the Chargers job, and the Chargers hired somebody else. And I don't know, did the Texans hire a coach yet?
Not yet.
They were looking at the Bills' defensive coordinator, Leslie Frazier. But I don't think he's at the top of their list.
No.
They want Eric Benton. At least that's who Sean Watson was. And then Brian Dable said, fuck you to the Eagles, so. He didn't want to come here.
Oh, wait, they wanted to interview him and he said no?
I know he turned down the Eagles. I don't know if they, I think he turned down the interview too. I think he just wanted to wait to see if there's other job openings for next year. I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to come here.
Well, what I had heard was that he interviewed for the Jets and he interviewed for the Chargers. And luckily, the Jets hired Robert Saleh, which, good for them. But, Brian Dable right now, he's too much of an asset to Josh Allen.
Yeah, and that's probably one of the reasons why he came back, too. I mean, he's coming back. He's not in no rush to get a coaching job.
Is a prime candidate. He is a prime candidate for a head coaching job, but right now I think he's happy where he is.
Exactly.
Hell, I'm happy. I'm happy where he is.
You guys got a good one. Josh Allen played solid. He looked good. The Buffalo running game. What did they do? How did the Buffalo running game do?
They did all right. I mean, the Buffalo running game to me looked all right, especially knowing once I heard Zach Morris wasn't going to play.
Right. All right. I got to hang up again, and I'll call you back. I got another message I got to check.
Okay.
I'll be back.
What else? That game. Yeah, I thought it was going to be closer than it was. I'm with the final score again.
Yeah, it was 17-3.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I think the weather had a lot to do with the lack of scoring. First half was really a dud, but it was still a good game.
Yeah, it was a solid third quarter. That's what really put the game away.
Yeah. I thought both defenses played great because they held each other in check. It was just that Lamar got injured, and I think that just changed the impression of the game.
Yeah.
What else? Any more thoughts on that game?
No.
Now, Kansas City versus Cleveland, which was...
Yeah. It was a better game than I was expecting it to be.
Yeah, the first half I thought was okay. Second half, because I didn't know Mahomes got injured until you messaged me.
Yeah.
And then Cleveland made it 22-17.
Yeah.
And I thought they were going to take the lead and win the game. So much so, I've been in the Browns live. But yeah, Cleveland got the ball back. I thought the play call on that drive was bad. And then they went 3-and-out.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. They refused to go on before they brought to try to punt the ball away after that three and out, and which gave Chad Henne the drive of the, I think the drive of the year.
Yeah. Kansas City never gave the ball back after that. They were letting Chad Henne do everything, and then the third and ten, and
no, 3rd and 14, which led to a 4th and inches.
Wow. Yeah, Chad Henne saved the season by that run. It's basically a 13 and a half yard run. And yeah, and then they went for 4th down, of course. And then they gave it to Tyreek and got the 1st down, and that was all she wrote.
Yeah.
I thought Baker played well. I thought the running game was okay for Cleveland. I thought they were gonna use Hunt more, but they never did. I mean, he got the touchdown. They didn't use him a lot. Were you surprised they didn't use him a lot?
No, I'm not surprised they didn't use him a lot. I mean, it's only much. I figured it would probably be much as much on social media. He was talking about how much depression, you know, like upset he was, how the Chiefs let him go. I think that was a headlining drop the whole game. How he just wanted revenge on the Chiefs for letting him go, and how he wanted so much to knock him out of the playoffs.
Yeah. I thought Cleveland hung in there. I thought they gave it all they could. And they just didn't play good in the last two drives. The offensive drive and then the defense. That cost them the game. The lack of three and out. And then they couldn't get the ball back because they couldn't stop Chad Henne. Oh.
Yeah.
But
look at it. I said the Browns, like, Tony, I said, the door was wide open. The game was there to be met. The Browns would win the game once Mahomes got injured.
Yeah, it was there for the taking. I don't think Kansas City played all that great, even with Patrick Mahomes. I thought they started off good, that touchdown drive, and then they couldn't field goals. Did they even get another touchdown?
I mean, they got a touchdown.
No.
Travis Kelce, quarter touchdown.
They got one touchdown. The entire game, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, here's stuff.
But then again, you realize that these guys haven't played for over 3 weeks. I'll take that with the headline. They rested.
Yeah.
They had the week off for the bye, and then the last real game action they had was like week 15.
And that's why I kept saying, I said, the Chiefs haven't played for 3 weeks. I mean, the starters haven't played for 3 weeks, so That's why I gave the Browns a chance. I mean, they did cover the game, so that's why I thought they could. Cause I actually put them to win, and I thought they were going to win because of that. But the Browns were the Browns. They couldn't stop Chad Henne.
You can't really call the Browns anymore. The thing they have
yeah,
to
I know. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I think
Doug?
He earned
Doug?
What?
What were your thoughts on the Browns game?
I thought it was a good game. I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought for sure the Browns were somehow going to pull it out once Mahomes got hurt.
Yeah. I think everybody, a lot of people thought they were, even I think Kansas City thought they were. But.
No. I think that important go-ahead touchdown, I mean, that field goal check, Shannon Henry led was the nail of coffin that they needed.
Yeah. Chad Henry was the savior of the season. So, we'll see what happens on Sunday, as we said.
That's going to be an interesting game. I mean, the cards are on the table. The cards are on the table for Buffalo to win this thing.
Yeah. That's the second game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the game. That's the game on at 6:40. So I have to take a nap between that. I have to take a nap during that first shitty game if I'm going to stay up and watch this thing. Because, you know, I get up at 5:30 every day now.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have any more thoughts on that game?
Not really.
Yeah. Now the main event, Tampa Bay and New Orleans. Which was really
a letdown.
Yeah. It was a good game. Drew Brees sucks. And I have nothing against him. He can't play anymore. Especially in the fourth quarter, he gave that game away on his own.
Oh, yeah, the pick he threw, right?
Yeah. He threw two picks. Wait, two or three? I forget. I think he threw two in the fourth quarter. And then one earlier. But, yeah, he didn't look like himself. I think some people say he's still injured from the rib injury. Didn't have Taysom Hill. He was inactive. No Murray. He was inactive. But Jameis Winston had a touchdown. His first touchdown in his Saints career. So. What were your impressions of the game, guys?
I was just gonna say I'm not surprised that he won or that the Bucs won. Like I figured Tom Brady was due to beat Drew Brees eventually.
Yeah. It had Tampa Bay written all over it, and I fell for the Saints. But I thought even Alvin Kamara didn't even get in the end zone. It was really surprising. Michael Thomas didn't even have a catch. It was just disappointing for New Orleans, even though they had a lead, and it looked like they were gonna control the game, but Tampa Bay just kept fighting, and they found a way to win. Got a hand in Tampa Bay. anymore.
No, I'm just gonna say I was really impressed with that Buccaneers defense. I mean, for the first two matchups, Drew Brees carved them out really nice, and be able to do what they did to defend Drew Brees this time around, I think was more impressive than anything else like that.
Yeah. Tampa Bay's defense really stepped up. I think they won the game, and not so much Brady.
Yeah, because I think, well, here's the thing. Like, Brady, the offense did have some good plays, but, yeah, like you guys said, it was mainly the defense.
Yep. And the Saints defense didn't really step up when they needed to.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, it's disappointing because Saints is their third straight loss at home in the playoffs. They continue to choke in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Just if this was Drew Brees' last game,
then Brees is not going to be back next year.
Yeah. Well, if he's not back, thank you, Drew Brees, for a good career. Great career. You'll be missed. Somewhat. Yeah, you'll be missed. You ready to get to the preview?
Sure. Well,
yeah,
here's my here's my preview for Bucks Packers. I don't give a fuck. That's my preview for that.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to go with Green Bay in this one.
Yeah, I'm going Green Bay in this one.
I'm picking Brady. I hate Brady, but I hate Rodgers that much more.
I mean, key to the game for Tampa Bay is obviously keep Rodgers off the field, do what they did to Drew Brees, turn the ball over, get some interceptions, and defense is going to have to really step up for Tampa Bay to beat Green Bay. So I don't. And then Green Bay's defense is going to step up too for Green Bay, obviously. But can Tampa Bay, this is a revenge game. This is payback for earlier in the season. You know Rodgers wants to beat Brady, especially in the championship game.
Yeah,
so
Rodgers is a big baby. If Rodgers is as big a baby as Tom Brady is. So watch. If the Packers lose this game, Rodgers is probably going to bitch until they fire Matt LaFleur.
But that's true. I think Matt LaFleur is a better coach than Mike McCarthy was a better coach.
I think he is too, he turned the team around. He did. He turned the team around. But again, I don't. And it's not even. I think Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback. It's just these stupid ass State Farm commercials ruined him for me. So the Packers need to lose. State Farm needs to go under, and that's that. Nationwide's better anyway.
What the Packers have to do is obviously keep Tom Brady off the field and stop the they have three wide receivers that they need to stop from having a good game. Brown, Godwin, and 7. They can do that, and they can win the game. Tom Brady gets going.
Yeah, but then you also have to contend with LeSean McCoy. You have to contend with Leonard Fournette. You have to contend with Leonard Fournette. You have to contend with they have McCoy, don't they?
Yeah, but they don't think they use
McCoy hasn't really played.
Yeah. They have to contend with LeSean McCoy. They have Leonard Fournette. They have that Scotty Miller. They have that jackass that likes to do the TikTok dances. Gronkowski. They have a lot of weapons.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to it. So me and Clay have the Packers, and you have the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Kansas City and Buffalo game. This should be a good game.
It's gonna be better than their first meeting. That's for sure.
Yeah. Buffalo is a different team. And hopefully Mahomes does play, because it will be much better if he plays. So, Doug, what are the keys to for Buffalo to win?
All right.
Because you're in the Buffalo
Obviously,
fan.
you have to bottle up Pat Mahomes like you bottled up Lamar Jackson if Mahomes plays. You have to stop that run game. You have to stop Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Which I'm not sure if he's playing either.
All right. If he's playing, you have to stop him. You have to, make sure Travis Kelce is covered. And when you have to keep scoring, you cannot take your foot off the gas.
Yep.
Talking, these two coaches know each other well, knowing. What space is from the Andy Reid coaching tree?
Yeah. Right. That's a tree I'd much rather be under instead of the Sean McVay coaching tree. Now, that's a tree that needs some trimming.
Well, if you ask me, looking for the keys to that game, I want to say for Kansas City, you have to find a way to work the ball to Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. I think those are your two main threats that's going to help you win that game. I think Chad Henne, if Jack Henne starts, it's going to be difficult, I think, for them to implement that plan. And I think in a more way, Kansas City's defense really need to step it up, because these past few weeks they've been getting torched. Pick Kansas City to win this.
I mean, Eric, quit watching porn and remember you're doing a show.
I'm picking Buffalo.
All right. Even though if Patrick Mahomes plays, Kansas City's going to win this thing, I still got to go with Buffalo. I got to go with the home team. Because right now, the cards are on the table for them to win. I mean, this is the best opportunity they can have to get to a Super Bowl at this point in time. And the last time they got to the Super Bowl, which was the fourth Super Bowl in a row that they went to, they beat Kansas City in the AFC Championship game, which, by the way, was in Arrowhead, which, by the way, will have happened 27 years ago on this Saturday.
Mm.
27 years ago, they can do it again.
And plus, home field is not really home field this year either, so.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it should be a good game, hopefully, home plays. It should be a good game. What else? Any more? Any more thoughts on that?
I got nothing else.
On that game? Yeah.
Nah.
Me neither.
All right. Well, I want to get going, guys.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, me too. I got stuff I got to
do. Yep. Thank you, guys. This is the Hard Hit Show. We'll be back next week. But, no, we'll either be back next week or the week after.
At least two out of the three will.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it might even be one out of the three, because, Eric, you might have to run a cafe and Starbucks by yourself.
Yeah. Huh. Very funny. Let me say that.
I'm not – unfortunately, I'm not joking.
Hold on. Wait. Okay.
I want to
talk that off air.
Yeah, I know. I'm not bringing it up on air. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'll message you.
I was gonna say. Do you know what I know?
No.
All right.
Oh boy. Am I going? Okay. Okay. This is the Hard Hit Show. Right. Thank you, everybody. Well, I'll see you next week. Bye.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Later.